a revelation.
I'm saying a possession of a spiritual reality, something that is real in the environment of the Holy Ghost. You can possess it.
Revival Hub International is a fellowship of believers with a desire to establish the kingdom of our Lord through the intense working of the Holy Spirit.
Let men that speak, speak as the oracles of the living God. Men that have touched the cause.
This message by God's servant Apostle Edu Dechukwu will bring you quickening and transformation by the Holy Spirit.
There is a way to read. There are some books, there is nothing like I've read it before. I hope you know that there are books like that. There is nothing like I've read it before. Sometimes every 6 months or every 1 year or every 2 years or 3 years, you go back to it. I was discussing with some of my pastors and I told them the encounter I had. I've always been a teacher. I know that many people will not believe this. They will believe otherwise because of the move of prayer that God has committed to us. It is a stewardship. But according to my training, both from the village and from the campus, I was trained as a teacher. In fact, it is by the word of the Lord that I obeyed and entered into this prayer thing. And if time will allow us, I will show us the reason why you have to obey God in such a way, even if it doesn't really tally with your kind of person. This prayer thing doesn't tally with my kind of person. But over time, I found out that that was my natural person. It is not necessarily whom God has ordained and purposed that I am in him. So many of the things you think you cannot, I'm this kind of person, I'm this kind of person, those judgments are from the natural. Over time, you will find out that in your pursuit of God based on his instructions, certain parts of you that was not obvious to you and to people will begin to be made manifest. If you're with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
So I was telling them that I've always been a teacher from the village to school to many places, but some years ago, not too long ago, maybe about 7 to 8 years ago, I don't know if it's about that, I happened to stumble upon a man's material. And I said to myself, if I have seen this material all my life, because you remember what I said, I used to boast too. I came back with youth service, as people are carrying back things, I came back with very big Ghana Mosque, very big jumbo size. What filled it is books. I think our Alawi was 18,000. I spent 10,000 every month buying books. That's how. And I know that there are many people that have done such things like that. Instead of eating, they motivate us. Use that money you are about to use to eat and use it and buy books. If I had known, I would use it and eat. Now, there is no knowledge that is wasted, but it is not necessarily relevant to where you are going. You're just stressing yourself. It is better to know more deeper informations concerning where you are going than to gather. So, some of the time, when God really starts taking you on the path, you will have to unlearn before you learn. And that's a problem. Unlearning is more difficult than learning. And I hope you know that information forms the reason why information have the ability to drive your life is because it has formed a high place in your mind. And that is why the scripture said that all those high places have to be cast down. It takes a lot to cast down a high place that has been built by information. Are you seeing it now? For example, if somebody is a Muslim, there is really nothing too spiritual. Well, there are a few spiritual things about what they do. But what they do is primarily an indoctrination. Information repeated until it becomes what? A stronghold. A high place. A stronghold. Now, imagine when You now realize your calling by an encounter. And then you have to unlearn. You will work hard. If the person is not committed, many times he will give up along the way. Just imagine you, 10 years, 15 years after being in ministry. I've met pastors, I asked them, they say they have been in ministry for long. You have been in ministry in the wrong, not exactly in your own calling. Are you seeing it? And the information you have gathered to support your calling is not on the exact thing that you need. Now that you have found out what you need and found out materials that can feed you, I hope you don't want to sleep. Hey, God. Hey, if you sleep, what will happen to congregation? Huh? They will slumber. But pastors sleep anyway. We know ourselves, so I can. They sleep. Hey! They sleep. One pastor was nodding head like this. I thought he was following what I was saying. But he has slept. Amen. So please pay attention. That's part of the sacrifice of being a leader. Is it not true? It's basic. We know these things. You become a leader by being a leader, by being ahead. Amen. Amen. The greatest challenge we have now and will keep having for men of God is adjusting to the knowledge, to the information that is now needed for you now. Do you know what you have told yourself? Some of the time, you read other things and think that you have actually changed. You have not. This is you for long. There are certain encounters forever cut off from you until you unlearn. There are certain things you can't change. It's a wineskin now. Are you getting what I'm saying? Your wineskin can't carry. I'm talking to you. First level. It's not to get anything, to do anything. First level is take time and unlearn certain things. Are you getting what I'm saying? You don't know how much you have been affected by what is not necessary. You don't know. And if you take a new wine and pour it into an old wineskin, what will happen to the wine? The bottle. Well, the bottle will break and the wine will waste. So everything and anything that is poured into something or someone that still persists in the information that needs to be unlearned so that you can carry out new assignment for God is wasted. That's exactly how I wish we can project. But I know somebody can read it for me. That's exactly what was happening with Peter in the book of Acts chapter 10. Amen. Somebody help me and read Acts 10, where Peter said, not so, Lord. Verse 14. Just start from maybe one or two verses before then so that we can have context.
Okay, verse 12. Wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth.
Okay, start a verse before. You are a pastor, so you should know.
Yes, sir. Verse 11.
Okay.
And saw heaven open.
Okay.
From 10, sorry. And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance.
So what was happening is that God was using a circumstantial thing to teach him a deep spiritual truth. What was happening looks as if it's just a normal thing. But the difference between one method of God's oppression and another is being captured in that moment. It looks as if it's just a normal circumstance. But the difference between the two directions of the labor of God is being determined. What looks as if it's a normal circumstance is God choosing actually the verses through which he will accomplish his purposes as of that moment. Please read.
Okay, verse 11. And saw heaven opened and a certain vessel descending unto him, and as it had been a great sheet, knit at the four corners,
okay,
and let down to the earth.
Okay.
Verse 12. Wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air.
Okay.
13. And there came a voice to him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat.
Okay.
14. But Peter said, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or
unclean. Just imagine. I hope you know you have done such, brother, many times. Many times. Do you know how many things God sanctified that you called unholy? Meanwhile, with your calling it unholy, you are still expecting God to move. He's telling you, this is where I ordained, this is how I ordained it. Bro. So, continue.
Okay. Verse 15. And the voice spake unto him again the second time. What God has cleansed, that call not uncommon. Okay. 16. This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven.
That means the stronghold in the mind of Peter was so strong that God argued with him how many times? Three times. And he kept saying, not so, Lord. You don't know the power of strongholds. You don't know what you have become because of the information you fed yourself. A lot of people meet me and they said, man of God, it's 5 years ago I could have followed this thing you are doing. But you use 2 years to fight it, use 1 year to doubt, use 1 year to believe, and use 1 year to follow. You are already behind. Do you know how fast the move of God is? If you sleep for 1 month, you will be overtaken. In 1 year, I know what I'm saying. I'm not privileged to speak about things in a certain way, but I can tell you something. If God is moving you sleep for 1 year, you will just see yourself back. The people you are working with will seem as if they did, boom. Why? It is not them moving. Now, they can tell you strategy, teaching. Maybe when Apostle Femi comes, he will teach you that one. But I'm teaching you from the realm of the spirit. Something carries people over. Something carries people. I will never, if I don't teach you this, that's the greatest strategy of a man of God. Something need to carry you that cannot be explained. So if we come to pastor session and explain everything, if it is that easy, everybody should have it. There is a lot of things that cannot be explained that is happening. That means something is carrying somebody that is not written in a book. Several pastors has missed strategic seasons and kairoses of their life, and they are stuck. I hope you know that sacrifice is powerful. Huh? But not as powerful as obedience. In fact, sacrifice is powerful on the day of obedience. The day you start obeying. So if God told you, do this, and two things happened. One, you didn't do it, or you waited. I hope you know that obeying God has a ripple effect. For example, you are a man of God. God can tell somebody to come and sow seed to you. You need to sort out something in your life. Are you getting what I'm saying? Your children, you told them, watch. You told them, I'm going to pay your school fees tomorrow. Now, your children came and told you about school fees. Who has need now? You are correct. Now, but the children can't get that money. You are the one that can get it. So God now met somebody that needs a promotion in his workplace, but cannot get it done except by a prophetic push. Are you getting the point? To come, God told the person, go to this man of God and sow this seed. So the man of God receiving the seed pays the children's school fees. The children receiving the school fees pays to the school that they are going to. Are you getting the point? The school, being a Christian school, pays tithe to their church. The church receiving the tithe, we are able to host their annual program. So as they are praying, Lord, give us fund for our annual program. The first thing is for that first man to what? Obey.
And they are fasting, and God told them, in 2 days, I will do it. Are you seeing it? Now, God come and met you and say, do this. I hope you know that the second point in obeying is obeying promptly. Because if you don't obey, God has already said 2 days. So if God called you to do something in your territory and you kept delaying, there is a time frame for certain kind of labors in a certain kind of place over some life and destinies. There are some people you need to do some things over. I might travel out and they have... Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes,
you keep delaying, and then what God will do is to take that thing that he told you to do and give to another person. Even if you are better than the person. And that's the problem with pastors. They now look back and said, this person that I'm better than. Do you know when I started ministry? Do you know this one? Do you know that one? I know one thing. You know what I know? You are disobedient. And we can stand here and analyze the reason why somebody can be disobedient. And in the case of Peter, and which is the case of many men of God, the greatest reason is sentiment. But that's for another day. Sentiment. Sentiment. I remember when God told me to come to this Newe and start. I tried to go everywhere for 6 years. Nothing happened. Part of my challenge is that my own biological father is also doing ministry in this town and is alive. How does this sound now? You are still doing ministry in the same place, even though it's not the same kind of ministry anyway. But in fact, what people said is that me and my father, we are enemies. That's why I now broke out and I'm doing my own ministry. My father that I'm sowing seed to me, and it's just that I'm not the kind of person that I avoid anything that looks like sycophancy and all that. So, and I don't like doing things so that I will prove point. So, many things. And even people canceled me and said, no, you cannot. But when I go back in the secret, God will tell me, if you don't do this within this time, you will miss it. There is a time frame to obedience. If you miss that time, brother, you will struggle. You will struggle in ministry as if God did not come. If you see a man that missed his time, he's struggling as if God did not call him. So much struggle, so much labor, yielding nothing, yielding little. What grace can do, your own human effort is now the one powering it. Amen. The stronghold that Peter has built did not allow him to obey God. Please, you can sit.
Thank you, sir.
That's just the whole point I'm trying to make. He kept saying, not so, Lord. Not so, Lord. Not so, Lord. Not so, Lord. God is telling you something. You are telling him not so, Lord. Who are you? Even if you will die, obey him, die. It's your fear that is your problem. Die. Of course, you will die. You might not die physically, but you will die to your opinion, die to human opinion, die to what people will say, die to what you will suffer. You are going to suffer. Now, even if you teach, even if you are a new creation reality teacher, a pastor, even if you are teaching the people the same thing so that their life will get better, you as a pastor suffers. So even if the audience doesn't believe this message, it is dangerous for a pastor not to believe that there is suffering in the calling. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. Legitimate suffering, not the one that Satan brought. Of course, I'm not talking about the one Satan brought. I'm saying suffering, labor. If it's those days we are in the video, you carry megaphone on the head. I don't know if he's a big man, but in the beginning, you normally join and carry speaker. An average pastor is a technician, an usher. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
You will do many things for long until somebody will take it from you. Somebody said, God, him, until God gives him a hall, a sound, shares, and people. God didn't call him, if you ask him. You said he's not ready. Me, I said God didn't call him. God call you. The urgency of the call will not even allow you to sleep. You will not bother whether rain is beating you. Ha! Church hall. How many genuine ministries started in a hall? It started in people's parlor under trees. People's palace under trees. Classrooms. Classroom is even good. Store. You have money to pay for store. You have money to pay for store. You already have money now. Field, open field like this. The only thing you have is word and prayer and God's conviction. People will believe you. You look back how you started, some of us, you wonder what people believed and followed you. If it is not that God called, say after me, I will stay steadfast to the call.
I will stay steadfast to the call.
Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Over time, it will be easing out. Over time, it will be easing out. Is it not true?
Yes, sir.
So at different rates. Different rates, dependent on the kind of calling, on the kind of principle you practice. A few things that will affect it, which is not my level now. So I said that there are three levels of knowledge. The first one is information. And for information to come, you have to first of all unlearn before you what? Learn. Then the second level of information is revelation. Say after me, revelation. Now, the reason why I went through this route is the reason why I went through this route is because most of what will be taught here is on the third part, that is wisdom. There is information, there is revelation, the third one is wisdom. First level is what? Information. Second level, revelation. Third level, wisdom. Now, majority of what will be taught here, because Apostle Femi will take over now, will be wisdom. What is wisdom? Wisdom is simply a strategy that brings solution to challenges. Are you seeing it? It's like a strategy table. By the time, if wisdom is properly cooked, now when wisdom, this strategy table matures, you have what we call systems, power things. But there is a reason why I will have to touch a little on relation. I wrote something on my note here. I said, first of all, number one, information is like the general awareness and information that is available to anybody. But for that to be practical to you, for that to apply to you personally, you need revelation. If a man of God comes here and teaches you seven things, even if he worked for him, even if he works for everybody, it will not necessarily work for you. You have to remember that the call to ministry is not a physical thing. It's not business world per se. Even though some of the principles there will work, some things still hinge in spiritual appropriateness. So you have to consider this. And it is on this basis that you have to have the revelation that the man had before he gave you the information. That's what I'm saying. So if you don't have the revelation that a man had before he gave you the information and go ahead and build a system, there are several things that can happen. And if it's in the move of God, the Holy Spirit will live. Systems without revelation will box the move of God. Are you seeing it now? So that's the major thing I wanted. That's what I wrote on my notes.
So you really need to have the revelation. You cannot just be practicing things without having the revelation that the person that handed out information had. That's why you have to be spiritual in this class. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's simple but profound. I wrote here, don't be in a hurry to systematize until you have profound revelation. System without revelations will kill the move of God, or it will not even allow it to emerge at all. Amen.
We believe God's word came to you in accuracy and power. To connect to the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edu Udejiku, send us a message on WhatsApp via the number +234 813 007 4040 or email at revivalhopglobal@gmail.com. To access transforming messages and partner with us, visit our website at www.revivalhopinternational.org. Follow us on all our social media platforms at Revival Hub International and on YouTube at Apostle Edu Udejiku. God bless you.